Hello and welcome to the Value Pricing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Wickersham. I'm a chartered accountant, public speaker, and value pricing expert. In fact, I'm obsessed with value pricing and helping accounting professionals get better prices, being more valuable to their clients, make more money, and of course, have more fun. That's why I've spent over two decades teaching accountants and bookkeepers how to value price their services. These episodes are recordings from my live training sessions where I'll be teaching how to price your services, how to win more clients, and how to run a more profitable accounting firm. Back in 1996, I started my accounting firm. I was a sole practitioner. I started from the ground up. And back in 1996, yes, I grew fairly fast, but marketing back then was very different to what it is today. When I think back to how I marketed my accounting firm in the late 1990s, then it was really a mix of referrals. And yes, referrals is still as relevant today, but also it was a lot of networking events. I went to things like BNI. I invested a huge amount of time in BNI. I was getting out there and I hated networking. I'm an introvert and I really, really hate networking more than anything else. But I was growing my accounting firm. I had to hustle. I had to get out there and get my face seen and known. So I would network a lot. I would also do, you may have never heard this, but a long time ago, we had something called the Yellow Pages. You would pay an amount every year for an advert. And if you were serious about your business, you had to pretty much be in the Yellow Pages. And of course, then the other thing was physical mail shots. I used to do mailings. And I used to follow up though that with telemarketing, picking up the telephone, not me personally, I hated the telephone, but making phone calls to try and win appointments. And that was really my life back in the late 90s when I started my accounting firm. That was marketing back then. And I so wish that when I started my accounting firm in 96, it was actually like today. Because today, when it comes to marketing, growing an accounting firm, I think it's easier than ever before because of something called social media. Social media is one of the most powerful ways to grow an accounting firm. And I just wish it was around. It's made a huge difference to me for my current business for the last few years. It's how I've grown my business almost solely social media. It is so powerful and it enables you to grow your firm with, if you want, no outlay in terms of money. It's just time. It's just having a strategy. So social media is extremely powerful. However, it does have some downsides. It can be a huge time suck. It can take up a huge amount of time. The amount of time we spend, hours can just disappear when we're sat there on Facebook and scrolling through our tweets, searching through YouTube videos and so on. And so we have to be really, really careful. If we don't have a clear plan, if we don't have a clear strategy, then we can just end up wasting a whole ton of time on social media. So it's a blessing and it's a curse. I think it's a huge opportunity. And firms that have really got a plan, who use it incredibly well, are using it as their primary way of growing their firm. In fact, a great story, just a little while ago, I was doing a webinar interviewing one of my students in the Value Pricing Academy, and perhaps you may have even been there and seen it. His name's Neil Criddle, an awesome accountant, great guy, and he joined my Value Pricing Academy, I think pretty much when he started his accounting firm, which was in, if I remember right, the 15th of January 2000, just before COVID kicked off. And we got together after 9 months and he shared me his first 9 month story. And he grew from nothing, forced through redundancy to start his accounting firm, to 9 months later doing £100,000 in fees. And when we started talking about how do you grow so fast, how do you grow your accounting firm? Pretty much he said it was social media. And I know he's very strong with social media. He has a huge social media presence. So firms are now, there are firms out there, accounting firms, accountants, bookkeepers, who are growing their firms incredibly fast using social media. If I think about my own experience with social media, I've been really fixated by social media now for about the last decade because it's having a huge impact. In the last 5 or 6 years, it's been really the key to my growth. So for example, just to give you some of the numbers, I love LinkedIn. I have just short of at the moment 7,000 connections on LinkedIn. And if you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, please feel free to connect. And I connect with every accountant, bookkeeper who wants to connect. And I also send some free stuff as a result. So feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I have 3,500 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I have 4,500 likes on my Facebook page, which for reasons I might explain later, I don't actually pay a lot of attention to because that's not that important to me. But I do have over 7,000 members of my Facebook group, Value Price with Mark Wickersham. And perhaps you're in that. I love social media. I think of it as networking on steroids. And I think back to when I started my accounting firm in 96, 97. As I said, one of the things I did to grow my firm was networking. I would go to physical networking events. I would go to, I think for 3 years of my life, I went to BNI. You may have heard of that. I went religiously every Thursday morning. I would get up crazy early on a Thursday morning. I would go along and over coffee network, and then we'd go into the room for the formal networking. By the time I got back to the office, a whole morning had gone by. That's half a day every single week for 3 years of my life to network with about the same 15 people. Social media, and this is why I wish it was there back in 1996, 97, 98, social media allows you to network for a lot less time than that, less than 3 hours a week, but network with thousands and thousands of people. It's networking on steroids, if we know how to use it. So I'm going to share with you today my thoughts on what really is the goal, or what are the, there's three goals, what are the primary goals, what are the objectives of being on social media? I'm going to share with you my thoughts. What are the three golden rules, three things that you really need to master with social media? And I'm also going to share with you, how do you avoid the time suck? How do you make sure that you're much more productive, get better results without wasting a whole ton of time? So that's my goal for today's session. But first, I want to give you a tip. My first suggestion, if you are still kind of grappling with this whole social media thing, is one of the problems is sometimes there's too many things that we can focus on. There's too much stuff. And what we have to do, if we want to get better results, we have to create a laser-like focus. And when it comes to social media, my advice is start with one channel. There are so many out there, but I suggest you start with one and master one. Get it working for you. Once you've got one working really well, then you can start to branch out and start to move on to a second one, and then a third one. And then as you start to master multiple social media channels, you can start to use them all and bounce posts and so on backwards and forwards between them. And I'll talk more about that in a short while. So my first tip of the day is make sure that you master one of them first. So, of course, the question that comes from that is, okay, so which one first? Where do we start? Which is the best social media platform to start with? And the answer to that one isn't quite so straightforward because it really depends. And I would suggest to you that the best one, partly is going to be one that you like spending time on, because if you really hate spending time on Instagram, then you're not going to do it. So partly you have to like that platform. But I think most important is, where do your clients hang out? Which is the one that the sort of people that you want as clients, where do they hang out? So if we think of what are some of the biggest social media platforms right now? I would say that the top five, and this changed over time, and it will change. New ones will come along. Some will come and go. Some will stay for a while. Some are more aimed at different geographics. Sometimes some are aimed more at the younger people. We have to work out which is the right one for our potential client base, or our client base. And I think that the top five for accounting firms at the moment, at this point in time, is Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Now, I count YouTube. It is a social media channel, although I think it's actually more than that. It's a little bit different. But nevertheless, it still wants to be in the list. So which of those five would you focus on? And I would suggest it's where your clients hang out. Many people in the profession spend most of their time on LinkedIn. And I know some people use LinkedIn really, really well. However, my question mark about LinkedIn is, it goes back to, where do your clients hang out? If you have clients, if, for example, your niche is the professions, lawyers, for example, then LinkedIn probably is a very good place to be because professionals like LinkedIn. Personally, I find that the number one is Facebook. Why? Because it's huge compared to LinkedIn. The number of users is crazy, the numbers. And also, you have to ask yourself this question: where do your clients hang out? And I would say that your clients at the end of the day are people. They're people. Yes, they run businesses, but they're still people. Where do people hang out? More people hang out on Facebook than they do on LinkedIn. So for that reason, personally, I would suggest that Facebook is one of your top ones that you focus on. But it depends on your client base. It could be that LinkedIn's a better one for you. Pick one. Pick one is the advice. Master it. Learn everything you can about marketing with that one social media platform and do it really, really well. Once you start doing it well, getting results, then move on to another one. Okay. I use five. I use Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. I find that I get by far and away the best results from Facebook. Second, YouTube, then LinkedIn. I don't get huge results from Twitter. And Instagram is the most recent that we've started working on. Okay. Hopefully that one helped get you started. Focus on one at a time. So what is our goal? What's the objective with social media? What are we trying to do here? And I think there's really three things that you want to really focus on. The first one is what I call positioning. In other words, you want to be seen as being the expert. And the reason for that is because people want to buy from the experts. We're in the knowledge industry. So if you're, for example, let's say your specialism is tax, then a business owner that's out there who wants to save tax, then they're going to want to hire the accounting professional who is the best at saving tax. Okay? The best clients out there, the ones we all want, the best clients want the best accountants or the best bookkeepers. And so one of the things you want to do as part of your marketing generally is to position yourself as the expert. Expert positioning is so important. And we'll talk about that another day. There are many things that we should be doing to build up our positioning in the marketplace, our personal brand, if you like, or your corporate brand. We want to build our brand through positioning by being seen as the expert. And social media is a great way to do that. Because with social media, we can share great content. And that's one of the things we want to be doing with social media. We want to be sharing our content. We want to be sharing whether that's videos that you've done, whether it's blog posts, articles. They're the sorts of things we want to be sharing those. We might share, for example, invites to webinars, events, workshops that you're doing, things that position you as an expert, that demonstrate that you are the expert. You may have heard of something called content marketing. Content marketing is so, so powerful. Essentially, content marketing is about creating stuff, content, valuable content, so that people see you as the expert, so that people want to choose to work with you and not the firm down the road. And social media is a great way for getting your content out there, for building up your personal brand, your corporate brand, for being seen as the expert. So given that one of the goals is positioning, then we want to make sure that we're using our social media to get content out there. We want to be sharing our great stuff, those blog posts, those YouTube videos. We also want to be answering people's questions. When you come across potential clients, business owners that want help and you can help them, then we want to be answering their questions and demonstrating that we're there to help them. Because the more that we give, the more that we give in terms of our knowledge, our time, and help other people in social media, then what will happen is the law of reciprocity will kick in. People will think, do you know what? This person is really helpful. They know their stuff. They seem to be an expert. I'm thinking of changing my accounting professional. I think I need to speak to this person. So that's the first goal of social media. We want to make sure we use it to give value, to position ourselves as the expert. It's similar to networking. I said to you, I see social media as networking on steroids. If you think about a networking event, let's take BNI. The BNI phrase, if you've ever been, you'll know it's giver's gain. And the whole thing about networking is the more you give, the more you'll get back. Everybody hates networking events. They hate the person that's always there just talking about themselves. They just want to sell their stuff. The salesperson that comes up to you and all they're interested in is their stuff. Networking is all about helping other people. And when you help other people, they'll then help you in return at some point by giving you referrals or giving you their business. And social media is just the same thing. It's a form of networking. We want to give first. We want to give great content. We want to help people. We want to share our expertise. Because when we do that, it'll raise your position. It'll raise your profile, your brand. And what will happen is more people will then want to start working with you. That's goal number one. Goal number two is we also want to use it for list building. What do I mean by that? If you want to grow your firm consistently, systematically, you need a list generation system, a lead generation system. You want to build up your list. What's a list? It's your database of prospects. It's the contact details. You want to be building a database of names and email addresses of people that you would love to have as clients. Sometimes it's called a prospect database. Now, in the old-fashioned world, when I started my accounting firm, building up a database of prospects was very slow. You would go to networking events, you would collect business cards, you would put them in the system, and you would grow very, very slowly. You might, if you go to a networking event every single week, you might get one or two new business cards, and they would go into the system. But today, we have social media, networking on steroids. And so what we want to do is we want to build our list. That does, of course, mean we need to have a system for doing that. Now, this is a subject for another day, but we need to make sure we have one of the foundations of our firms, a lead generation system. What that means is that we have an automated process where we give something valuable, an ebook, for example, a cheat sheet, a workbook, a video, or someone gives something valuable that people in return choose to give you their name and email address. It's called a lead generation system. Something for another day, another topic. But when you've got that in place, you've got a system for automatically collecting email addresses, and then you can automate the process of sending out valuable content. Now, once you have a lead generation system in place, once you have what's called a lead page, an opt-in page, something valuable to give, what we then need to do is have some way of driving traffic. We want to be able to give people a copy of our ebook, for example. And that's where social media comes in. Social media is a great traffic generating source as part of our list building. In other words, if you have a lead page somewhere where people can get, for example, an ebook from you, and where people will choose to give you their name and email address to go into your database, then a key part of your social media strategy is to drive traffic to that page where they get the ebook. So you can post content saying things like, if you want some more help in this area, I've written an ebook on this subject. Just click this link to grab it. And you can post that in social media posts. You can add that link when you answer somebody's question, when you know you've got something to give them more help. You want to drive traffic back to some valuable content, which you then give to people when they put their name and their email address in. That's called a lead generation system. And so social media is a fantastic source of traffic to your lead page. And goal number three from your social media is ultimately in our profession as accountants, bookkeepers, the way that we win clients, our sales process, is we have a meeting with people. So really, my friend Steve Pike once described it like this. I like to keep things simple. Sales and marketing in our profession. Marketing is everything that you do to get an appointment. Sales is everything you do once you then get that appointment, what you say in the meeting and how you follow up from the appointment. So ultimately, all of our marketing is aimed at getting that appointment. Social media is a form of marketing. The ultimate goal is we want to get an appointment with high quality leads, high quality prospects, ideal potential clients. And so one of the things that we can do, or one of the things we should have, is just like a lead generation system, we need an appointment generation system. We need a system for getting appointments in place where people can book an appointment. And again, in this day and age, I wish I had this in 1996, but now we have software that makes it so easy. You can have tools like Calendly, for example, where you just simply put a link to your calendar and people can book appointments with you. And there's a whole bunch of other cool stuff that we can do through an appointment generation system. We can use it to pre-qualify people first. We can charge for our appointments. We can charge a fee, and you can collect that through tools like Calendly. So many cool things we can do with an appointment generation system. But once you've got that system, once you've got a system for people booking appointments with you, let's say it's Calendly, for example, which is a great system. The third thing we want to do from our social media is we want to keep adding value, giving great content, building up our positioning, our brand. But ultimately, we want people, the right prospects to book an appointment with us. And so we want to make sure our social media posts are geared towards that as well. So there's our three goals. Number one is it's about positioning. we give, and that's the number one. Then we want to use it as well to then collect leads automatically. And number three, we want to get ultimately appointments with people that are great potential clients. Well, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and of course, we're not done yet. But before we continue, if you're looking for more free training and help, here are three things you can do. First, connect with me on LinkedIn. Tell me you listen to my podcast, and I'll send you some links to some free resources. Next, be sure to visit my YouTube channel containing hundreds of training videos. Hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notified when I upload new content. And join my Facebook group, Value Pricing with Mark Wickersham, and be part of a community of accounting professionals getting better at pricing. Okay, let's continue. Okay, let me talk about the three rules, three things that we have to think about when we're posting, because I said it earlier, social media can be a huge time suck and we have to be careful. But if we want to make social media work, and particularly that first one in mind, positioning, the first golden rule is we have to post regularly, consistently. We have to keep posting content. So, for example, if you decide to focus on Twitter, then you really need to be posting at least 4 tweets a day. If you have a Facebook page, you're only posting something 4 times a day. 4 times a day is really the minimum. And the reason for that is that when you post great content somewhere, it's only there for a short period of time. So if you're looking to attract people, your target market, you don't know when they are going to be on social media. And so to maximize the chance they'll see your great content, you need to have it going frequently, consistently. You need to have lots of content. So consistency is one of the keys. Posting regularly, consistent content, the first golden rule of social media. We have to have a way of posting regularly. Of course, that then makes us freak out and panic because we then think, yes, but I haven't got the time. So that's where really the second golden rule comes in. The second thing we then have to do, therefore, is we want to make sure we batch our content and repurpose our content. What that means is that, and this is one of the rules of content marketing, when you create some content, you want to use it in multiple ways. So, for example, let's imagine that you do a video for a YouTube channel. It's 4 minutes. And let's imagine that your thing is business advisory. And so you decide to do a video with, for example, 3 ways to grow your business. So you do a video on that on YouTube. Great. That's on YouTube. That's a social media channel. But what you also want to do is make sure that you post something on Facebook to tell people about your video. But then what you also do is you take that video with your 3 ways to grow a business and you create a blog post on that because some people prefer to read, some people prefer to watch. And you can do that very, very easily by just transcribing the video. If you haven't got the time to write a blog post, just transcribe a 3-minute video. You've got a blog post. Now, you might also take an audio recording as well because some people like to listen. So you take one piece of content and you use it in multiple ways. And then you can post, for example, on Facebook 3 separate times, once to your video, once to an audio recording, and a third time you could post to a blog post. A third time might just be to put the content in the post itself. And so you could take that one thing, there's 4 different posts that you could do on your social media platform. So we want to repurpose. That repurpose is one of the core rules when you learn about content marketing. It's about taking some material and using it in multiple different ways. It saves you so much time when you do that. You don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. You can keep reusing content. So that's golden rule number 2. We have to post regularly is number 1, but number 2, we can save time by repurposing. And the third golden rule is we want to automate as much as possible because it can be a huge time suck. It can take so much time. So how do we do that? We automate and we delegate. We can automate because there's so many great tools out there now that we can use. You may have heard of them, some of them. Meet Edgar, for example. Hootsuite is another one. Tools that allow you to schedule in advance. So one of the things that we, in our business, we use Meet Edgar, for example. And that means when we create a piece of content, a great piece of content, we always aim to make sure the content's evergreen. In other words, it's always relevant. Because once you've created it, you can use software that schedules it. So you could write a great blog post, 3 ways to grow a business. And that blog post, you could say, right, I'm going to post that today, but I'm going to use software that is going to post it again in a month from now, and again in 2 months, and again every single month going forward. And after a while, as you build up your content and as you use scheduling software, you can get to the stage where you are posting 4 times a day, not physically being there posting, but using technology to do it for you. And the other side of it as well, in terms of saving time, is also you can delegate. Get somebody else in your team to do the posting, to do the physical posting. You don't have to do it. You are the expert. You have all the knowledge up here. Your job as the expert is to create content, to position you as the expert. But you can have somebody else in your team manage all your social media and use technology tools to automate, to simplify. Okay, a couple more thoughts around social media, and then we'll kind of wrap up with how to avoid this time suck. So another thought when it comes to social media, I talked about which is the best social media platforms. I personally think that Facebook is. It's the one that works best for me. One of the things that you could do as part of social media, you can do this in Facebook, you can do it in LinkedIn, you can create communities. Communities are so powerful as part of your social media platform and strategy. So one of the things that you might want to do, and I refer to that amazing accountant attorney called Neil Criddle. When I interviewed him, he said that social media is key to growing his firm. He grew from zero to 100K in just 9 months. And one of the things he started very early was his own Facebook group. And if I remember right, in the first 9 months, he grew his Facebook group to 700 people. Now, my Facebook group is now at 7,000, over 7,000 now, and growing every single day. Facebook group is a really powerful strategy, a really powerful thing to build into part of your social media strategy. Why? Because business owners like to be part of a community, and having a group means that you can control that community. You can build that community. A Facebook group gives you a community of people that will start to see you as the expert because you're the one that's there controlling the group, that's giving great content. Another great thing about a Facebook group is it enables you to find out what your ideal clients want. You can use a Facebook group to start to make posts to say, tell me, what's your biggest challenge right now in business? And if you find that a quarter of your group say their biggest challenge is this, understanding their financial statements, for example, then that's people saying to you, that's my big problem. If you can create some content on how to understand financial statements, I want to read that because I've said that's my number one challenge. And so if you're worried about, I don't know what content to have, what should I share? What should I write a blog post about? What can I do a video about? What can I post in social media? What you want to do is post stuff that answers the number one question, the number one challenge your target market is having. How do you find that out? You ask. And social media is a great platform for doing that. And particularly having a Facebook group is a great way of doing that. Having a Facebook group, your own community, where you can ask questions and understand what's their big frustrations, their big challenges, their pain, their problems. Because that then tells you what content to create. When you create content that addresses their big issues, then they're going to read that. That's what they want to see. And when they read and consume your content, they're going to start thinking you of, oh, wow, this person knows the stuff I need to know. This is the accountant I need to work with, the bookkeeper I need to work with. So having your own community is really powerful. However, as I said at the outset, as well as being a huge opportunity, it can be a huge time, a huge suck of our time. So let me give you just some wrap up with a few strategies, some ideas to make sure you manage your time and don't waste time on social media. And some of these I've covered already. So let's start with those. You need to make sure that you have a real clear focus. We can waste so much time on social media. You have to be really clear about what are you trying to do? You want to focus on the right platform. Start with one. Rather than a scattergun approach, start with one. Once you've got one working really well, then we can start to branch out. And when you start to branch out, you can start to automate processes. So make sure you focus, have a clear plan. Make sure you use the technology out there to systemize as much as possible. Make sure you delegate as much as possible. Have somebody else in your team do the postings for you. One of the things I do in my business, I have Emily. She's a genius at this sort of stuff. I give her my login details so she can post as herself, but she can post as me as well, which means I don't have to do it. So delegate. And the other tip is schedule time. Schedule time to do your Facebook, because there's so many other things that you should be doing as well that you want to be doing as part of your business. You want to be doing the client work. You want to be managing your team, developing your team, putting systems in place. And we can finally waste some of the time on social media. So you need to schedule the time. Block out certain times of the day. I would suggest the end of the day. So one of the things I do is as I wrap up the day, typically 5 o'clock, I will just go into Facebook and see if any posts I can answer. I don't do it during the day because I want to focus on work. And make sure perhaps at some times of the week, you block out some time to put some concerted effort and time in. Again, when I was interviewing Neil Criddle, he said he spends Monday focused on marketing. That's his day when he does that. I have particular chunks of time where I will focus on marketing. So you really want to schedule your time. Have some real focus on social media, creating some content, posting, building a strategy, and then put the systems in place or delegate it, and then go on with the other stuff. You have to be disciplined, otherwise you can end up wasting a ton of time just simply randomly answering people's posts and so on. Keep it focused. Okay, there's some thoughts for you on a social media strategy and how to use social media to win new clients. Well, that's all for today's episode. If you want to learn more about value pricing, you can join my Facebook group, Value Pricing with Mark Wickersham. It's a community of thousands of accounting professionals. If you want to take things to another level, you can enroll in the Value Pricing Academy or one of my other academies. Find out more when you head to www.wickersham.co.uk. Members of the Value Pricing Academy learn how to price better, how to master business advisory, and how to build more successful and enjoyable accounting firms. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Value Pricing Podcast. See you soon.